Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The sanitary pass might be enforced for a long time to come. In any case, the possibility of it ending on November 15th, as originally planned, seems less and less conceivable. The government spokesman, Gabriel Attal, admits he does not see how we could do without the pass as there is a resumption of the epidemic. The government is also considering making the booster dose mandatory to keep a valid sanitary pass. Meanwhile, 5 to 11-year-olds might be able to get vaccinated as early as next month in the United States with the Pfizer vaccine. The White House says it is ready once the authorization is given by health authorities. 28 million American children are eligible. I have always responded to court summons. Nicolas Sarkozy reacts after the Paris court orders his hearing in the Élysée Pauls case as a witness. The former president claims to have always respected his obligations and says he has nothing to hide. The case of Mathieu Valbuena's sex tape is being presented in court. The trial opened this morning in Versailles, in the presence of the former player of the French team. On the other hand, Karim Benzema, tried for complicity in attempted blackmail, was not present. The striker of Real Madrid faces 5 years in prison. A new organization has been dissolved by the Ministry of the Interior. Gérald Darmanin says that the coordination against racism and Islamophobia calls for hatred, violence, and discrimination. The decree of dissolution specifies that the association instrumentalizes events in order to provoke violent reactions. And then 9 departments of the Northwest are under orange weather alert for violent winds. Côte d'Armor, Calvados, Seine-Maritime, Eure, Oise, and Somme join the Finistère, Morbihan, and Manche. Gusts reaching up to 130 kilometers per hour are expected on the coast. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.